Welcome to the 88 Dip post-game wrap-up with Coach Shannon Hodge.
Lady Rockets end their season this week in the 5th District Tournament. Turns out on the scoreboard it's a 17-point loss, but the game was much closer than that. Livingston hit some foul shots down the stretch to pull away, and really it was a 6-point game with 4 minutes to go. So, Shannon, I know you're really proud of your girls. You've got nearly twice as many wins this year as you've had the last couple of years. So tell us about what you expect, recap your season and then what you expect over the summer and next year.
Well, I think you're right. I'm very, very proud of the kids and proud of the fact that we made the run there toward the end of the game to cut it back to 6, and we just didn't have what we needed to finish on out and the game end up like we wanted. But from a mental perspective, I think that we showed a little bit more mental toughness than we have in the past. And, there's been spurts, especially this last week or so, that ought to give us a lot of confidence and a lot of things that we should feel like we can look forward to in the future. The season's been one that's been a little disjointed because of the weather. We've had stretches where we couldn't play and couldn't practice. And I feel like right now is probably, and I know you're supposed to feel this way toward the end of the season, but we're finally starting to come together and turn a corner, and now it's over. But, that can be a positive thing for the kids that are coming back. And, I told them, I challenged them last night to take this, any experience that you have and your reaction to it, your response to it, really shows your character and really makes you a winner or a loser. Now, how are we going to use this to motivate to be ready to get back in the gym before too long and be ready to really work our tails off this summer and to raise our expectations for next year. So
you mentioned the girls coming back. You're losing one senior. I know that she's a very special person for you, a niece. And Maggie's been a big part of this program, and you'll miss her leadership.
Oh, sure. They call her Mama Maggie, and I'm sure they will affectionately refer to her as that, from here on out. But Maggie has made such a positive impact on the program and on the girls, a great Christian influence on them. And she's been a big part of our program. She's, one of only 10 kids that can say that, they won the Triple Crown, and that was her freshman year. Yeah. But, every kid that was on that team was a big part of that, even though she didn't play a lot. But I'm proud that she got to have that experience. She's a kid that just brings inspiration and encouragement to everybody that she's around. So she will be missed. But we do have, a core group of kids that will be coming back that we ought to have some pretty high expectations for.
And of course, Chelsea Oliver, your leading scorer this year and last year, and she will be back. And I'm sure she'll press that. She'll have 1,000 points before
She's pushing up there and getting pretty close. So
probably pretty close to 700, I think, right now.
So she should expect to exceed that mark. But she's one of the best athletes I've coached. I think she turned a corner this year in her expectations of herself. She's by nature a little bit timid and she started getting a little bit more swag in her game. And I hope that will just take off from here. And then we've got 3 other starters and a core group that came off the bench. And so, we'll look to try to find some competition. Teams that we don't normally play. That's what I try to like to do over the summer, at least initially, and do a little traveling and be able to get out away from home and do a little bonding and experience some things together and try to build on. Sometimes it's good to go play people that you don't know what you're coming up against and just, have that experience of reacting. But I'm looking forward to it being a good time.
Okay, well, we wrap up the season. It's with 7 wins and 18 losses, and this last one you really took to the wire. And a couple other games we had a shot to win. Maybe this team was really close to having almost double-digit wins. So, maybe overachievers in the end.
Well, there were a couple of those games that got snowed out that I really felt like we might have a shot at too. But, it's something to build on for sure, and the future could be very bright.
Okay, thank you, Coach Hodge.
Don't forget, every Friday night at the 88 Dip is steak night.